In our coaches show, we feature our coaches from Schwamigan, Phillips, even Matt LaFleur. Some comments from his presser yesterday coming up. We've got Coach Steve Precourt with us from the Phillips Loggers. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Joel.
Well, you must have been pretty excited to see your team get off to a better start after a few weeks where you kind of struggled early in the game. You kind of jumped out on Hurley pretty early on Friday night. That must have been nice to see.
It was excellent. You couldn't ask for a better start. The only thing better would have been to score on that kick return, but what a great way to slam the door open.
Yeah. That first quarter, talk about some of the things you did well in that first quarter to jump out to that 26-8 lead after the first quarter.
We came out super physical. I mean, we had that kickoff return down to the 8 and scored immediately, and I had a really nice pull block by Callen Chuzzlethink. He took two guys out from Hurley, and Aaron walked in the end zone. We gave up that scoring drive, kind of little wake-up call, and then we just physically took it to Hurley in the second part of that first quarter. We had a nice scoring drive. It ended up scoring on a nice little counter play. We pick up an onside kick coming back, which was huge momentum. We got ourselves behind the sticks, picked up a 4th-and-25 on a
nice
pass interference call,
uh-huh,
which was huge. And then we ended up scoring on a 14-yard counter on a 4th down where Aaron drug a kid into the end zone. And that kind of just started the steamroll process. I mean, as far as offensively, the only thing that stopped us on Friday night was ourselves. We had four fumbles that we lost, which we hadn't done since Wausau Neumann. But our kids played really well offensively and defensively.
Yeah, big first quarter. After the first quarter, scoring-wise anyway, it was fairly even after that, thanks to some of those turnovers and stuff. But I think Hurley was everything as advertised, right, coming in. They're just a solid team.
They're big and they're physical. They're fast. They were solid. Every time you play a Hurley team, you're going to get a well-coached football team. And I know they're figuring some things out and some adjustments, which it may have been, you know, a benefit to us that we've played in this game for a while. But I thought it was a pretty evenly matched team. We just got out, and our kids played fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I was looking at the stat line. It's good. You're back to more of a Steve Precourt team with just that one completion. So does that make you smile a little bit when you see all those rushes and the high rushing yards? 372 yards of rushing, Coach?
It does. It does. It makes, we're doing what we're supposed to do. Hurley had keyed on a couple of the things that we had passed otherwise that were successful. But we did score that touchdown to Ben. To cap off that fourth quarter was a nice little play action, and he was wide open. So when you run the ball effectively, that pass game just becomes more effective, even if you only complete one pass. One for one for a touchdown is good.
Well, both teams went undefeated into that game for conference. So how do the tiebreakers work in this conference? Are you conference champs, or is there still a tiebreaker issue going on there?
So we officially will be co-conference champions as of right now. We have to beat Schwamigan to be conference champs on our own. So they're all ties are ties, no tiebreakers in this conference.
Okay, all right.
So if there's two teams that finish at 5-1, it would be co-conference champs.
Yeah, so we could.
We've got some work to do still.
Yeah, we could have the individual champ. There's a possibility there could be a three-way tie in there, obviously, too, with Hurley playing, Rib Lake this week, right?
Yeah, and Rib Lake, they're ultimately playing both of them for a chance to make the playoffs and to be conference champs. Yep.
Yeah. You're a big win for your squad, obviously. And now this game, this is a challenge for you this week. Always a challenge when you have a rivalry game. But now we slid this thing up a couple of days. The WIAA, I guess, needed. Give me the reason for the move up from what you heard.
So from what I understand, there's a couple teams that are going to rely on if they would end with similar records. It's conference, so it's defeated opponents' records.
Okay.
So if we don't play on Thursday or Friday, one of our one or the other's records could be inflated. You know, so instead of having two losses or one loss or four losses. that can make a difference whether a Gilman gets in or a Clayton gets in.
Yeah.
You know, so it does play out, even though we're not eligible, it plays out that an opponent, you know, depending on how everything works out this week, who's on the bubble gets in or gets out.
Yeah. One last little jab. You can't make the playoffs, so we're going to make you play 2 days early because your game will have an influence on who else will get in the playoffs.
That's it is a little bit of a gut punch.
Yeah.
It is a little bit of a gut punch. We played Hurley, who's got three less people in their school this year, and we're going to sit and potentially watch them move on and play. But it is what it is. We know it. So our goal is that conference championship. Someday I'd like to see it change.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about the rivalry game. This obviously has huge meaning for you guys to win the outright conference championship. Shawamigan, they've got some good skill position players. They've got the big Manga kid, some good line work. They appear to be pretty healthy, and this is a team that is right there with some of the best teams, right?
They are. They're peaking at the right time. They're healthy at the right time. They've got some fantastic athletes. They're physical. They're going to give us everything they've got. I mean, this is the game, right? I mean, it's their playoff game, our playoff game. It's the one we all circle on the calendar. It's exciting. It's kind of interesting with the schedule flipping and preparing for it. I'm almost excited that it's going to happen sooner.
Okay.
You know, in some ways, shape, or form, but we're going to lose that little bit of a build-up that we have, you know, playing on a Saturday night. But I feel we're fairly healthy. We're rolling on all cylinders. They're healthy, rolling on all cylinders. It's going to be a fun football game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a real good challenge. I had a chance to see Shawamigan Friday night. I was down there on the chain gang, and their line work was pretty good. So you'll have a challenge running that ball against the Shawamigan defense. Might be one of your bigger challenges of the year.
It will. They're, like I said, they're going to be one of the bigger, more physical defensive lines that we've played.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's going to be a matter of executing, you know, our concepts and our blocks. And if we can execute our schemes, hopefully things go well, get our explosive backs some room to run.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game Thursday night, 7 o'clock at McDonald Field here in Park Falls. And congrats on the win on Friday against Hurley, a well-deserved win for your squad. And that I want to mention, too, that one completed pass, 37 yards, though. So that's pretty nice average for your quarterback there.
Right. Yeah, I would like to see him complete a few more, but they have to respect it enough that it steps them out of the box. So.
Yeah, very good. Coach, congrats on the win. We look forward to the game on Thursday night. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
You bet. Coach Steve Precor, head coach of the Phillips Loggers. They win it on Thursday. They are conference champions. If they don't win it, then you're looking at possibility of sharing it then with someone else in the conference. So thank you to Coach Precor for joining us. We'll have some Coach LeFleur comments from his presser coming up here in just a little bit.